really like how much it costs. I'd like to make one of that. 230 pages.
30? I do all.
I rounded up.
Thank you so much. We did at least 60.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate the work, but.
Charlie, that's a good news thing, huh?
It looks really nice.
They've got the money to build the option. That's a good.
What, who? What are we doing?
They're gonna do it.
What?
What they told me.
I did. Oh, well, let's get it done.
I think if we can tell you what, Steve Harshman, in the last session, he just carried that. Did he?
Good.
Where they put a package together.
I really like him.
Here, right?
And had a, he had an interesting.
Yeah, I do think he was.
You know some Mr. Sayer, and I says, yes. The Kotex. You gotta think big to be big.
Do you know what I know?
He says, we don't need any more little poppy shots out there. We need big.
I didn't realize you had your own drink at Jay's Pub. I tried it. It was pretty delicious.
What was it?
It's called the Dallas Laird Cosmo.
Is that what turned your hair color?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good thing if they name a drink after you.
Oh, I don't think it was because he requested.
Old fashioned for every day.
Okay, if we get our pre-meeting started and we get moving, I know Carter's got a couple of things he wants to share with us. And so as you all know, Kane is out today. The owners passed away, so she's probably on all week, but get a chance to send regards to her. I know that it's been a tough week so far for them. So a couple of things that I want to go over on the agenda. Just talk really quickly, and then I'm gonna pass it over to Carter. On as far as the issue goes, the searches are withdrawing their to put in for the barn grill, the branding iron, but they're still gonna go through with the transfer of ownership. But they're withdrawing for the barn grill. Correct on that.
Correct.
So just want to let you all know about that, and then the transfer ownership will go through on November 21st.
So are they not gonna open the place?
We'll be voting on that.
So they're attached to keep a retail license there?
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor Protem, that is my understanding, Councilman.
Oh, at that site?
Yeah.
At the branding iron.
Yeah. So this won't really change it now. There won't be a barn grill license.
Correct.
That makes sense. Kurt, you have a couple of things you wanted to go over?
Yeah, real quickly. You will see a change order on the agenda with regard to the exhibit in front of you here. So I've asked Andrew to go through that with you real quickly so you know what the context of the change order is. And should you have any questions, of course, please have Mr. Beamer answer those for you. If you don't mind, that'd be great. So, Mr. Chairman, if I could defer to.
Yep.
Mr. Chairman, Council, I'll be very brief. This is the change orders for the East Catcher Zone 3 project. It's about 4.5 miles of 16-inch water main from Manor Height Tanks all the way to Casper Mountain Road and Wyman Boulevard. We're crossing a couple of big drainages with this pipeline, and in doing so, we put some culverts in and putting fill over it so we don't have to bury our water main underneath the drainage ditch. Lo and behold, there's also a 12-inch raw water irrigation that serves to feed the golf course. This light line is existing 12-inch raw water line that feeds the golf course.
And it's gone.
And I'm done.
Any questions?
When we fill that, if we left the 12-inch water line in place, it would be under 15 to 20 feet of fill, which is very problematic if we were to ever have an issue and needed to dig it up, especially with its proximity to the Zone 3 water line. So we're doing this in two locations. We have to put in a couple more air relief valves. Let's see, right there. So that's the bulk of the change order, and we've also had to put in a UL-listed box at the booster station that the building department required. I know Councilman Laird hates change orders, and I wish we didn't have them, but that's what this change order is for.
Is that the city golf course you're talking about?
Yes, city golf course. Any questions on the change order?
Any questions?
How much is it?
$38,000.
$35,000, $38,000.
$38,000.
So you're 100% justified.
I'm 100% justified.
I mean, it's 100% justified.
I'm sorry, confused. I was unsure of the question.
I guess I pointed to you what I meant to say.
And yeah. The funding for this is 67% from WWDC, so they'll be picking up 67% of that change order cost. So it makes it even more palatable.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it. Carter, you have something you want to talk about? Parking lot and the broadcasting.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's talk about the broadcasting real quick while we get the exhibit for the parking discussion in place here. We've been working, as you know, on getting broadcasting out to the social media and so forth, particularly in this room, with regard to work sessions and I presume pre-meetings and those kinds of things. We told you that we would do some research to see if we could find an alternative means of providing the same services that Granicus provides without having to incur the $11,000 annual support fee that we pay to Granicus in order to get the services that we provide to our public for the indexing of our meetings and those kinds of things. I'm happy to report that we have found a solution that both meets a social media platform as well as an indexing service that will cost us nothing, which is much more favorable in my mind to an $11,000 a year solution. What I'm suggesting is that we use YouTube for live broadcasting, and we can also use YouTube with respect to the license that we have currently that will allow us to get indexing services as well that the public can access and so forth, to the extent that we can get away from Granicus altogether. And so I'm hopeful that you will find that solution to be amenable. And if so, we will move forward Tuesday night and broadcast our first work session out of here live. And we'll also have those meetings from here on out indexed through YouTube. And we will work towards getting away from Granicus as well. That is.
So we'll have indexing for this, the work sessions too.
Yes, yes, sir.
I don't know if the world can handle us as YouTubers.
It really works well. I watch the work parts of the work session, and when it goes to the screen, you can still hear. In this case, it was Pete, and I thought it was good coverage.
Good, good. Everybody's feeling good about to YouTube for indexing. And
yeah. Is there a difference in quality or anything?
I'd have to defer to Michael to respond to that if I could, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. Chairman, Council. The quality of video is actually better on YouTube because we can send to it in that high definition video format. Granicus has the ability to do high definition if we want to pay more money than we're already paying.
Sounds like the proverbial lone ranger.
Yeah, I hope so.
You would hope so, but there's always something in that. You know?
Thanks, Carter.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor Pro Tem, if I can move on to the other item then. I was given an assignment by this group a few weeks ago with respect to evaluating the parking situation downtown and more specifically around the area of the Davis Street Station and the Gaslight Social and you know, the areas in between there. And we have, I think, a solution that meets a lot of needs that hopefully you will find acceptable as well. As a partner to this conversation, however, we've produced a document for you that hopefully you will view helpful as a resource for you when it comes to other questions that you may get about the various lots that are in the area and those kinds of things. Can we pop up the parking lot exhibit? If we don't have it for the screen, I do have one in your packet, I believe, with respect to your handout there. There is a number of questions out there. There were a number of questions out there with respect to opening up additional lots in conjunction with the lots that are currently available for public parking. And so what we've done here is we tried to outline, in connection with the narrative that I just gave you, the various scenarios that exist with the parking lots. Do we not have an exhibit? No?
Tell me who produced. I'm sorry.
I thought this would be from you. Okay. All right. Never mind then. We'll just look at your hard copy here. To give you a little frame of reference here, we labeled the Gaslight Social. We labeled the David Street Station on your map exhibit. And we numbered the parking lots that, again, coordinate with the numbering in your narrative, the associated narrative, so you could get the story on all of these lots. What you don't see is labels with respect to the lots that we were asking, that council was asking, could be considered for additional parking to, again, supplement what you see in outline form on your map exhibit. The lots in question that we analyzed specifically was at the corner of Midwest and Ash on the east side of the northern part of Midwest. They're kind of a triangular lot.
Yeah, the little red car is parked there.
Yep. That's it, yep.
Okay.
And then there's an empty lot, if you will, that serves a livery building that is just north of the corner lot in question there. And then there's also a smaller lot adjacent to the K-Larks building, even further north from there, but south of the 1BI parking lot that was asked if it could be open for public parking as well. I also got questions with respect to the lot labeled 4, which is the parking lot that's currently owned by the Gaslight Social property owners, and I think we've got some good answers for those questions too. To start with my recommendations, while I am comfortable allowing access for the lot that is in between the livery, or that I should say serves the livery building and is currently Jersey barricaded off and sort of both connects the Ash Street and the Plains Alley there. I think removing barricades there to allow parking there makes sense. I also think removing barricades on the other northernmost lot that serves the K-Larks building makes sense as well. The area that I could not come to a good feeling with is with respect to the triangular parking lot down at the corner of Midwest and Ash. We have put Jersey barricades there currently, and we have blocked it off. The problem that we experienced when this lot was open was that we had a lot of folks that were jumping the curb and getting into that lot at various parts of the sidewalk corridor there. And in my estimation, we had a real safety concern when it comes to the possible interface with regard to the pedestrians and so forth that are both accessing the Gaslight Social and other areas in between and coming out of the Gaslight Social at, you know, late at night when it's dark, of course. We certainly could mitigate those issues to some extent by keeping barricades up around the sidewalk areas in order to prevent the access of cars going into the sidewalk corridor and those kinds of things. But I would still suggest that the proximity with regard to the amount of pedestrian traffic that we get at all times of the late afternoon and into the night, and particularly in the absence of luminaire lighting and so forth throughout that area, mostly along Midwest there, Ash, I'm just not comfortable that opening that triangular lot makes a lot of sense from a safety standpoint and from a parking, an added value parking solution. In visiting with the owners of the Gaslight Social, they concurred with what it is that I'm recommending to you tonight. and have further agreed that they would apply material on parking lot 4 that would allow the more full-time use, if you will, of that lot so that their customers, their employees, their tenants, and so forth can park there without without the concern that by parking in its current state, you know, they'd be dragging mud and those kinds of things onto the to the adjacent street and the alley. So they have agreed that, that with adding material, they will use that for their building occupants, if you will, and those that patronize their businesses in their building. So to summarize, I am suggesting that we open up 2 of the 3 lots that are adjacent to buildings that, as a matter of fact, you're going to be entertaining presentations about next week. And we have further gathered the commitment on the part of the owners of the Gaslight Social to prepare parking lot 4 so that it can be used for parking as well.
Questions?
Great. The rotomill will prevent the erosion problem then with lot 4. Satisfactorily.
Mr. Mayor, Pro Tem, and Councilman Powell, the idea is they could use either rotomill or they can use road base or they can use gravel. And either of those solutions, in my mind, are acceptable and will prevent that erosion and that drag out onto our streets.
Yeah. Chris?
We're not funding any of the rotomill or gravel or anything on private lot, right?
Nope.
Don't we have a regulation on parking lots that they have to have a particular type of surface? And I don't
asphalt
think it's gravel.
It's supposed to be asphalt, I think.
Mr. Mayor, Pro Tem, Councilman, the ordinance does suggest that we need impervious surface for public access, if you will. My problem with regard to that particular requirement is that we ourselves are out of compliance with that very requirement. Well, and at this lot labeled number 3, they're in the exact same vicinity. And so I didn't feel comfortable that, you know, that with areas that we use for parking, like parking lot 3, where we're not in compliance, that we would expect permanent impermeable surface to be applied on a parking lot like number 4, particularly if there are plans that they may have that would require them to pull up all that permanent surfacing in order to build a building there and so forth. So we agreed that semi-permeable surface, if you will, that gravel or rotomill would provide is a very reasonable solution, doesn't require would be a reasonable solution for them, particularly if they're going to develop that building on that lot or develop a building on that lot, and provides the sanitation issues, if you will, that we would otherwise worry about.
Bob, and then John. I think that's a reasonable solution, also in light of the fact that if we use a, quote, semi-permeable covering, we don't have runoff issues that we have to deal with drainage. Where if we pave that, we are going to have to figure out something for drainage. And we're also limiting our options should we do something different with that building. I think that's a good solution.
Thank you. Well, now that you mentioned that, what are the possibilities of taking down the fence along the areas that you just approved and then possibly making, you know, additional parking or maybe even keep the Jersey barriers along Midwest and Ash? And then by removing that fence, now we just have a whole lot more parking spaces.
Mr. Mayor, Pro Tem, Councilman, I think that that certainly could be more of a long-term solution, particularly if the council decides not to transact that property to a private property holder.
Right.
But for now, I'm reticent to want to incur the expense of removing all that fencing and making that lot available consistent with the lot that is adjacent to it, north of it, until we get further direction from council as to how to dispose of or whether or not to dispose of the property next Tuesday evening.
Okay, thank you.
With the parking lot surface issue, why don't we bring forward and change our ordinance so we don't have to manipulate it ourselves? I mean, like, at our next meeting.
I agree.
Because I hate it when we're one of the biggest violators.
Yeah.
Then we'll misapply it somewhere down the road and make somebody do something that we don't think is as important. So let's change that law so we don't have to worry about the dance.
Mr. Mayor Pro Tem, Councilman, I agree that that puts us in a bad spot as it relates to adhering to our own ordinances. I do think that long-term solutions are within our grasp as it relates to parking lot 3 and certainly with the other lots that are in this area that are in various states of semi-permeable and permeable and non-permeable surfaces. We have a couple other issues throughout the community as well that really need addressing. And so I'm hopeful that we can actually address the solutions that would bring the permeable surfaces to the table and keep the ordinance in effect, because I do think the ordinance has some benefit to the community overall, even though we do have right now inconsistencies that I hope we can deal with on a more permanent basis than changing the ordinance would otherwise require. So I would ask for you to consider that and give us some time to bring some solutions to the table that will address all the other concerns that we have around the community and hopefully be a little more consistent in the product we provide our customers.
And not to get too much into the weeds on this, but I think it should be a work session topic at least, and then maybe think about maybe adding a some kind of a permit for a non-permeable surface in certain areas or certain situations, like Mr. Galloway's. You know, he has that land, was wanting to use it for parking temporarily, knowing that in the future he's going to develop it. So I think that could be a common sense solution to that problem.
I'll go along with that. I'd rather do that than consider an ordinance change to just eliminate the requirement entirely, because I think generally functional downtowns have paid parking lots.
Right.
But, you know, not everything.
Mr. Mayor Pro Tem, that's a reasonable request, and frankly, we should probably be considering something for parking lot 3 along those lines as well. We could be an applicant for the same permit that brings us all into a consistent level playing field.
Does anybody have anything on the agenda they'd like to talk about or bring up or questions before we go on out?
Talk to you at some point,
though. Okay. So we've got about 7 minutes. Take a 7 minute break and then. Executive meeting. My doctor.
Carter, I had a lady call me. Lives in the area. Think we're in this.
Okay.
But it's right at the intersection, residential area. Did a neighbor built an add-on. It sounded more like a converted garage, and it's a spot.